Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. David Swenson, the Executive Director of York County Economic Development, is with us today. And despite COVID-19, despite all the other stuff going on in the world, by golly, nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina, and everybody still likes where we are.
Yes, sir. We are a popular place.
We are a popular place. So I got to ask you, I haven't run into a sector of the economy yet that hasn't had some impact from COVID-19,
yep,
or the coronavirus. Has that impacted the economic development business you're in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got everything from the retailers to the manufacturing, distribution operations. The impact is varied. We are aware of definitely a core group of businesses that have stopped or slowed down. But yet, we also know companies are still active, and some are really active. So if you're in the healthcare industry, of course, you're active. If you're in the medical supply of products, healthcare products, you are very active. Manufacturers, most have continued based on the outreach and feedback we've gotten. Some have paused. If you're in the aerospace or the automotive area, you've taken a pause in some of your activities, but some are projected to come back. We know that Boeing is coming back online, as well as some of the automotive is looking in May to come back online. So it's been ebb and flow, but mostly it's just all slowed down.
Did you ever think that you, as an economic development specialist, would live to see the day that a Fortune 500 company or a Fortune 100 company by the name of Boeing would be going through what they have been going through? That's amazing.
No, not in my time. I've been in the business for over 27 years, and yeah, I went through the Great Recession, was working up in Charlotte when the banks changed and everything kind of crumbled with the mortgage debacle, but this is completely different, and we'll come back to varying degrees at varying rates. I think we're positioned well because we've got a lot of good momentum. Was a recession going to happen to our country? Probably so. Did it have to come now? We didn't anticipate it now. No, not at all. So we'll make it through.
You know, what's also interesting is you look at how many times have we talked about how significant the Charlotte Douglas Airport is to everything that's going on in this region.
Yep.
You know, the sixth or seventh busiest airport in the country, over 800 flight operations a day. And now airline business is down 95%.
Yeah.
Passenger service, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, everyone who has gone through that airport recognizes what a gem we have. It's still the gem that we have, which is fantastic. But the resource is not running at high rate of speed. And that'll come back, but it has an impact on the employees and the commerce.
And you wonder, for all those who have been working on this roughly $3 billion expansion of the terminal and all these facilities, all the plans they laid out, you know doggone well nobody thought of a virus or a pandemic and how that should reshape how we're doing what we're doing.
Exactly. And, you know, the impacts from a transportation standpoint will be felt for a long time. From business operations, if you look at how we operate in an office environment or even production facilities, I mean, there's so much known, but I think we'll know more in the next probably 3 to 6 months how operations will have to continue. I mean, we have to continue.
We will continue, but it's, you know, what this has opened up, you think about all the business travelers that use that airport up there.
Yep.
Now they've been forced to discover this Zoom technology or whatever everybody's using.
Yep.
And quite frankly, that could save a lot of businesses, a lot of money,
yeah,
a lot of time,
yep,
by using that tool more often.
Yep.
Not saying exclusively, but more often,
yep,
than they have been.
Yeah, the connected world has been out there, is out there in more of a different manner than we've ever been used to, probably in the last 20 years. But how do companies act and react to that? You know, it's interesting, Manning, a site selection guild, which is a group of site selectors all across the world, in fact, have come together with some of their takeaways as we've looked to current events in the future. And one of them was the work from home experiment will change the footprint of office real estate and operations of business. That was one of their takeaways, along with seven others that were pretty interesting.
Go ahead. You're on.
So you know, they stated, you know, the shifting global manufacturing supply chain strategy is actually bright for North America. How we react to that and at what rate of speed we'll see supply chains change. I know we're looking at that. The region and the state is looking at that because we saw disruption significantly to our business base. Consultants had reported 52% of their projects are paused and 45% are still moving forward. So, and I can attest to that. We've had new projects come to our attention this month, at least three new ones. So, and actually very significant office ones. So that's a very positive. Optimism's renewed about project activity, as I mentioned, but uncertainty about when it will occur. Again, you deal with the knowns and unknowns. There's a lot more unknowns in their world of site selection, helping companies. That was a takeaway they had. Uh-huh. Life science, logistics, advanced manufacturing emerges hot industries in the post-COVID world. Another one that I found was interesting, because we deal with it here in York County, is warehouse and production will be the most active functions. We know production is always going to be active because we're going to onshore, but warehousing, this just-in-time delivery, the stockpiling of resources and inventory, as well as the delivery to home markets like the Amazon effect, will amplify, I think, with the way we're going to become post-COVID.
But in our local economy here, isn't the general consensus that we've got enough warehouse and distribution projects here that we want to try to find other projects that are better paying?
Sure. I mean, warehouse and distribution, we have eight of the top 25 warehouse and distribution type operations here. We have third-party logistics folks. We have developers who have built the type of buildings that the distribution industry looks for. We will be on the market in the radar for a lot of distribution type operations because I-77, yeah, because our workforce is available. We train people actually at our applied technology centers to go into those jobs because we are in a growth market where in the Charlotte area and in York County in particular, we are leader in population growth. Goods have to be near where the population is. Now, you take in the dynamics of greater inventory arrays and people needing those resources, our market will grow. How we balance it is key. Our small area plan on I-77, how we use our incentives or not to help attract will be key.
So the governor has put together a group called Accelerate SC. I don't know whether you're involved with that, but I'm sure you've got your ear on it to see what they're up to. Anything you can tell us at this point?
I am not involved in it. I am watching it very carefully because I think there's some really good focused areas that they're working on. One is the response side. I know the Department of Commerce is active in that. They have pulled in a representative from Schaeffler Corporation based in Fort Mill. Their headquarters and production is in Fort Mill, as well as Cheraw and Spartanburg County. So they're a big player and an ally of ours here in York County. I think our political leadership's involved. I saw Tommy Pope's post the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He was involved.
Yeah.
But Commerce is a driver for that. We're working with them and actually the state chamber to put out a survey. I think there's a major survey out right now. We help disseminate that along with our York County Regional Chamber folks in the visitors group. We're monitoring all the other elements of the plan and effort of that big group of people. York County will play a resource for sure because we're a leader in the industry and we want to help with that. So,
Well, I got to ask you, from your perspective in terms of attracting new industry and business to your county, is it? I got to think it's a plus that the Carolina Panthers have decided this is where they're going to be their headquarters and team facilities and what have you. Is that? I mean, it's, I would think that would be helpful.
It's extremely helpful, and it's darn right exciting that we have Carolina Panthers now committed. We've run through all the incentive programs, negotiated those out. Kudos to our team from the elected leadership of both the county and the city. But more importantly, I'll give a shout out to my friends on the management team. Because I know in the trenches we really did a lot of good work and tried to look out for the best interests of York County, from the county manager, David Hudspeth, assistant manager, Kevin Madden, county attorney, Michael Kendry, some of our friends at the city of Rock Hill, give a shout out to them. So it takes a team effort to make it happen. It does take the political leadership to sign off on it and ask the right questions, and they did. And again, is everything 100% perfect? Probably not.
No, nothing is perfect
in this world. But but we work hard, and we try to strive for the best results for public-private partnerships, and that's what this is. The Panthers are willing to commit significant investment, biggest investment we've seen. You know, and there may be a day where they want to do even more than that, and there's incentives built into this agreement that really amplify the benefits.
You know, it was interesting when we did a show earlier this week with Kevin Madden. You mentioned his name. I didn't realize that the county, I think rightfully so, was able to negotiate into the deal what you might call a performance checkpoint.
Yeah.
That if they didn't reach that billion-dollar mark, the tax assessment, however that thing works, would jump back up to a 6% level from the 4% level.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's a carrot. Right?
Yeah.
Businesses respond very well, in most cases, to carrots.
Yeah.
Because they know there's that upside potential. And, you know, I think we're blessed in that. David Tepper and his team have a lot of that wherewithal to make some of those significant investments. So hopefully that'll all happen here in York County. We have the carrot there.
So do you get involved? I mean, at this point, from this point on, would anybody within the Panther Tepper organization say we'd like you to help us bring something here, or is that
already has happened? Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We've had interest by different groups out there. That will probably accelerate as they get more of their development plan and plan team on board. But yeah, it definitely, we as the Economic Development Agency for York County, working probably with the City of Rock Hills Economic Development Team with Stephen Turner and Rick Norwood, we definitely are involved.
So you would be getting some phone calls,
yep,
from companies that heretofore you might never have heard of.
Yeah, that's correct, and we have already.
Wow.
Yeah. It's to varying degrees and early infancy. So at the same time, I will say this, where they bring notoriety to their market location, it brings notoriety to all of York County. And wow. So we have other projects that, like I said, even just in the last 30, 60 days have brought interest, even in the continued COVID situation. Business doesn't absolutely stop on all levels.
Sure. So it is true, final question, that by having an NFL team in your community, which we're now going to be one of the lucky 32 counties in the country, that's a drawing card for certain types of businesses.
For sure. Brings notoriety. We're a part of the market here that people can say when there's NFL or professional sports here in this marketplace, York County, Rock Hills should come up because we have that here. We already have the amateur sports with the recreational amenities here in Rock Hill, which is fantastic, and will only get bigger and better for sure. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, and also you would think, you know, they got a blank sheet of paper. They got what, 250 acres out there or something.
Exactly.
And really, anything is possible.
Yep, yep. And you know, I think as they get through talking with the development professionals that they're interviewing, and you know, they've done a lot of work already.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot more time and attention probably on the office side. I think their focus was really on the sports, entertainment, training complex, healthcare, and then the hotel. But this is a bigger project, as you said, 200 acres. So how you really dial that in and maximize the benefit, David Tepper is pretty good at that, and he's got a sharp team that will help him. Exciting.
Yeah, interesting. All right, and with that, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we broadcast live every day from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. People keep coming, even though you can't dine in, you can take it out. And they come because of those magic letters on that cue card over there that we're all going to recite together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great summer salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
My concern is, let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attack, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka, expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's Business Class Internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about Business Class Internet options, or go online to Comporium.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we're here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great summer salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. David Swenson is with us, Executive Director of York County Economic Development. So, first part of the show, we are talking about this new world of COVID-19 and how the impact has been on business travel, and we're using technology with Zoom, and people are working at home. It's interesting. I was talking to, and I keep them unnamed purposely, one of our major employers here in York County that's had to shutter its workforce to home. They got close to 90% of their workers working at home. And I said, how's that working out? You getting anything done? And he looked at me and he said, you won't believe this, but he said, we're seeing greater productivity, and most of the people that are at home working prefer working at home. And he said, we're actually at the point taking that, just that feedback, and giving it to those within our organization that look at our future plans. And obviously, it's going to have some kind of impact on whether we build this new building, whether we don't build this building. Because he said, quite frankly, we could, you know, work people somewhat in shifts. You know, like for this week, we're going to have Team A going to work in the office.
Yep.
The next week, Team B will share their space and Team A goes home. You know, that kind of stuff. That's interesting.
It is very interesting, and probably more to come on that scenario from different companies, how they look at that, from consultants who study it, you know. But I think it's very telling, because think about some of the challenges we've had in York County in certain areas where we had high density growth going on. So the impact that has on traffic, right?
Yeah.
How it impacts other people's business models. Like, I think one of your supporters, fine company in our area, telecom provider, Comporium.
Right.
How does that impact their resource allocation from a corporate office park to the neighborhoods that I know that they're already trying to provide upgrades to and things like that? So it's very interesting.
It is interesting. It's going to see, of course, my response to all this was, this is short term. You know, this is 6 weeks.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like a year into this? If you had that, I really think people are social animals.
Yeah.
And they want to get back. Yeah. Although his point to me was, the productivity is up because the phone, there's not the interruptions on the phone.
Yes.
And fellow workers dropping in and chewing the fat.
Yeah.
Which we all do.
Yeah.
Right.
And do we have healthier lifestyles? You see how many people are trying to get outside and walk and exercise and maybe get more sleep.
Right.
Because they don't have to get up so early to commute and things like that.
That's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds.
Yeah.
All righty. So you referenced the Accelerate SC program that the governor has put together, and I think they may have met once or twice. But almost instantly they send out a survey, right?
Yep.
And they want you to get local businesses here to fill out the survey?
They want, as a state initiative, especially as the next phase of this traumatic impact economically and health-wise to our state, how do we need to look as a state and local communities and business resource people to the future? So to survey, which we know surveys can do us a lot of good, I'm always concerned about survey fatigue.
No kidding.
Especially in times when it's a just-in-time, you-gotta-know type situation. But this is a good one. This is a good survey. We've sent it out to businesses as such. The chambers and visitors groups and others have done as well. But I think it's really what's been the impact they're trying to understand to the population of businesses that will respond. What does it look like in the future, short-term, long-term? And then how can agencies, if it's state and local, regional, whatever, how can we plan so that we can get back into some new normal and plan for the safety of our people, safety of our businesses? Because again, what we are talking about is starting up for the economic vitality and safety of our state economy.
You know, I was talking about this earlier. I don't know whether you saw the 60 Minutes program this past Sunday. They went into General Motors and Ford and saw how they had revamped to build the ventilators.
Yep.
And as they pointed out, General Motors said, look, you know, we mass produce stuff. Now, we're not making any money on this, but that's okay because the car business was flat. We're going to do this. But the lessons that they're learning about how the new manufacturing is going to be done, forget all. I mean, yes, you got the masks and you got and all that kind of stuff. But I was really intrigued with these watches, these new Samsung watches that they have inside the building on all their workers that will vibrate when you're closer than 6 feet of a fellow worker. And it will track the data of who that fellow worker was. So if you get sick, it can go right back and say, okay, we need to talk to this person, and this person as well.
It's interesting. It brings Big Brother a little closer.
Yeah.
But for some reasons that, you know, I think we understand now, today is really dang important.
Yeah. Yeah, we've learned a lot of lessons from this.
Yeah.
All right, so in our last few minutes of the program, when you take a look at where York County economic development was prior to, let's say, the first week of March, and where we are now, and how you expect the rest of the year unfold, you know, I don't know, you might have had two or three projects that might be that you thought might announce during 2020. I mean, how has that been? How's that looking now?
Yeah, so as far as our pipeline goes, we definitely have continued interest. Small companies, like less than 10 people, we've been in touch with, at least three new ones. And then large businesses. We're talking significant employment, significant investment. So we hope to continue to see that interest. We'll have the resources, like we did before COVID, to help them. Now, what changes for us, and I think this is not new to us, but it is emphasized now, is taking care of our existing customers, right? So Teresa Curtis, I'll give her a shout out. Great, great person. And she is our business retention expansion manager. We work collaboratively. She leads our effort. And working with other partners in the county, from the state, chambers of commerce, everything, we are collaborative in our targeted intent to be a resource to existing companies. That never was downplayed in any way, but it's more maybe the upplay of what we're going to be doing with economic development. I think also that communication level, in which we make sure people are informed, not over surveyed but informed, so that they can tap the resources in the recovery that they're going to be doing at different levels at different times. So marketing is always going to be important to us. We're talking with our regional allies, the 77 Alliance and our Charlotte Regional Business Alliance. How do we do marketing differently under different conditions? At what rate, what resources are going to be needed and all that. So that'll change a little bit, but we'll always be promoting because we got great things to promote.
Yeah, we do. We're very fortunate to live where we're living. You know, you talk about the business retention, and I know this is something, since you have been at the helm here for how many years now?
It's been five and a half.
5.5 years. You almost instantly took that on as business retention. And Teresa has done a fabulous job. Have you seen specific examples where that contact, that one-on-one contact, produced additional business?
Yes. I mean, we find deals all the time. We have heads up on potential deals. You know, I'll be real direct to say, in my time here, we've been blessed to have more of the positive deals come out than any of the negatives. But, you know, where companies had closed or contracted.
Sure.
That might change. That definitely might change. But the thing that doesn't change is that we have the resource, person or people, and the intent and focus to say, we're here for you, company. If you're going to downsize, right, let us help you go through that experience where we can help get those people maybe employed somewhere else.
Right.
And so there's a lot we can do, and it's another show probably some other time, but We're deliberate in what we try to do every time, because our council expects we take care of what's good for the business climate here in York County. They've supported us on many different levels, on many different topics. Then there's some in the future I think we're going to have discussions more on as we do our strategic planning.
Yeah.
And more to come on that probably for a different show as well.
David Swenson, thank you for all that you do as Executive Director of York County Economic Development and for your team up there. I'm not going to try to rattle their names off because I know I'll miss somebody, but there's a good group of people that you've assembled, and they do a very good job. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, this guy knows, and this guy knows, and everybody in this restaurant knows why we come here every day to get lunch. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Now, you may not be able to dine in, but you can certainly grab it and go on out of here. Now, we're going to tell everybody what that magic formula is right here. It's on the cue card. We're going to say it together, this green T-shirt, white letters, at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden. I tell you, Tiger fans can do better than that. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for today. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
WRHI Rock Hill. Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.